Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
And brings home the 3-2 pitch. That's fouled right back towards us. That nearly got into the booth next door. It did. Flew into the TV booth two doors down. No play was made. Got it on the ricochet. Now, if that ball would have come into our booth, they would be talking bad about us right now. I'm not going to say anything.
Levering ended up with the baseball.
It was not caught. It couldn't have been caught. It came in at a very low angle. So I will defend them. There was no play to be made there.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us this morning. Got yourself a foul ball there, Level?
Yeah, came right in the booth. It was low, as Lane said. It hit the base of the desk below our feet. No chance for us to make a play, but trickled just to my left, picked it up, handed it to our stage manager to give to her son. Confirmed.
Oh, that's cool. I don't think there's any shame in that, though. It seemed like Lane was kind of throwing a little bit of shade, like, boy, you should have made a play on it. Just, I mean, nothing wrong with grabbing that foul ball after ricochets off another guy's hand and the seats in front of you and goes trickling down the stairs.
You got to take it.
Hey,
yeah.
That's yours.
Oh, yeah. There's no chance for a play to be made. Again, it would hit the desk in front of us. Had I had a net or extendo arms, or if I was Inspector Gadget, maybe a chance could have been made, but I will take the pick it up as it just rolled right next to me.
That's friendly that you gave it to give it to the kid.
Yeah, you would have looked like you'd have looked bad if you would have popped that one in your pocket. All right,
not like you couldn't pick yourself up a ball if you needed one, I suppose, right?
Yeah, no, that's definitely in the etiquette. We talked about that on the air a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact, in Cincinnati. On the first day of the road trip, there was a gentleman who caught a ball and took a picture with it and did all these things. We were kind of dogging him for a minute, and then he ended up giving it to a kid. And I went, phew, thank goodness, because we were about ready to blast this guy.
So Brewers, another really nice offensive performance here on Tuesday. 13 hits in that 9-5 win over Cincinnati. What do you make of this Brewers offense? Is this what we can expect through? I mean, granted, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of a season, but is this the new Brewers offense just really good?
Yeah, I like 28 runs over the course of three games, right?
Yes.
That's fun.
Yes.
I'm not sure if this is sustainable over the course of 162 games, but I really like the way that they're passing the baton, right? So the bottom of the order had a really nice run yesterday. Blake Perkins has three hits. Bryce Terrain gets on a few times. Sal Frelick gets on four times. And then you set the table for the big boppers at the top. Yelich ends up with three RBIs, and he got on a couple of times. And Willie Adames had a couple of hits. I mean, if you start passing the baton, and if you think of the offense as a circle with no breaks in the circle, this is what it looks like. And the Brewers have done this with different pieces out of the lineup each night. Yesterday, no Jackson Churio. He's getting a day off. The day before that, no Reese Hoskins. So it's nice to get contributions for everybody on that roster with the offensive group. And if you're a pitcher on this pitching staff, you love it even more.
So after the game, Pat Murphy was asked about Yelly, and man,
it's the Yelly of 2024, and it's damn good.
He was saying that Yelly reminds him of the old MVP Yelly. I mean, are you seeing that? It looks like this kid could be special again.
I mean, if you look at some of the peripheral numbers, they're very similar to what he was doing in 2018 and 2019. He's got the four homers. Everything that's coming off of his bat is just a missile. You love to see it. And the fact that he's doing this with a little bit of a scratchy neck, it's even better. I think the neck thing, he's getting through it. He missed one game on Sunday, but he's playing through it. He's playing good in left field. He's having really, really quality at bats. If he was very productive last year. He wasn't at the MVP level, the 18 and 19 numbers, but a very productive player a season ago. And if you got that one more time this year, you're in pretty good shape. But he is exceeding what he did in 2023 right now.
Kind of thing where Murphy has to just sort of, I don't want to say he wants to play him delicately, but just check with him day by day. Are you good? Do you need a day? And just sort of manage him that way.
Yeah, for sure. And that's kind of how he's been over the last few years, just to make sure you stay on the field, right? And I think you do those health checks every day with everybody. How's it going? What are you feeling? What's going on with you? And Yelly's going to speak up. If he needs a day, he'll take a day. But if he wants to play, he's going to be in there more often than not anyway. He's going to play through stuff. He's proved that over the last few seasons. But he has been awfully productive, and it's so fun to see. I mean, he is such a joy to watch play this game, especially when he's playing at a very high level.
Brewers and Reds once again tonight, 5:40, first pitch from a Great American Ballpark. Thanks, Jeff.
You got it, guys. Talk to you next week.
And the pitch. Nottingham, look out. Look out, Jeff.
Oh, I dropped it.
He tried.
Darn it.
He tried.